Hi.
Hi, Juanita. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. I'm still at the laundromat, but I can hear you.
Oh, great. Okay. Now, it'll keep you occupied while you're waiting for the close the wash.
Exactly.
Okay. So I did get confirmation that it's perfectly acceptable for you to have one law firm to represent you for the talcum powder lawsuit and a completely different law firm to represent you for the hair relaxer lawsuit. You just can't have two separate attorneys, firms represent you for the same lawsuit unless they co-counsel, unless they work together. All right. So I do need to advise you, as I'm sure you know, that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And I know by speaking to you, you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just to confirm, you did not already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim for the hair relaxer lawsuit. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. And then you have used a hair straightening or a hair treatment product like a relaxer or a straightener in the last 20 years.
Is that
right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then regrettably, you were diagnosed with uterine cancer, correct?
I didn't hear you.
You were diagnosed with uterine cancer after using a hair treatment product?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, black people used that back in the day, young age, you know.
I know, so true. Okay, yeah. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this hair relaxer lawsuit, or even signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
Yeah, okay, ask me again, and I am a little hard of hearing, but the washers are going on, so, okay, will you repeat that?
This question's asking you to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this hair relaxer lawsuit, or signed documents with another law firm.
No.
Okay. You have not, so you're willing to affirm that's true?
That's true.
Okay, thank you. All right. And then you are an adult over the age of 18?
I say that again.
You are an adult over age 18? Okay, great.
Lord,
Okay. So you could file this claim on your own behalf with the help of an attorney.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the law firm does request an approximate date that you were diagnosed with uterine cancer. Could you provide me that date?
That I was diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah, specifically uterine cancer.
2009.
Okay. And do you recall what month that may have been?
I don't. I know it was in the summer.
It was in the summer?
No, well, I'm trying to cut the arm. I started to bring them pictures with me because it's got it on there. Mm-hmm. I don't want to lie to you.
No, it's okay.
I can't really remember the moment, but do have it at home on them pictures.
You're not asked to, Juanita, you're not asked to be untruthful, but you are allowed to provide an approximate date. And so you think it was the summer. Do you think it may have been May, June, or July?
Yes.
May would have been Memorial Day, has Memorial Day in the month. July has.
It was more February.
I'm sorry?
I don't know why I'm feeling that. That's what I've seen on that paper. It's just hard to predict the month because I had a hard time with the other attorneys at Wilson in the hospital trying to figure out what year. And I knew it was something like 206 in between 206 and 209. So I was getting my sixes and nines backwards. So I did see the date that was 2009.
Okay. And so did I hear you say you think it may have been February of 2009?
I was diagnosed in 2000. I had my surgery in 2009, okay, but I was, diagnosed a few months before that because I go to a New Horizon in Greenville, South Carolina, and that's, you know, they give you your pap smear and all that normal stuff. So that's how they found out, and I was hurting a lot. So that's how they found out, you know, that I had cancer. Like yeah. I say, all them papers, I'm sorry about the info, the lack of info, but all them papers, Lord, something told me to bring them papers, I forgot. And
it's
I realized he was going to call back. And
well,
I was trying to grab all my clothes because I had a ride on those drives.
Okay. When do you think you'll be back home?
Oh, give or take a look. Oh, it's 1:55, maybe 4 o'clock. And you could, are you able to call me back then?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I can call you back.
Me back then. That way I'm in front of all my paperwork.
Okay. I'll call you in about
an
2 hours.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah,
because
we'll need to know the date of your diagnosis and the name of the medical doctor, doctor and medical facility that made the diagnosis.
Okay, I got all that because I sat there and read a lot of them papers.
Yeah, great.
I'm a reader, yeah, so I sat there and read.
Good. Okay, so
yeah.
We'll try this again in
another
2 hours.
And I'm sorry, I apologize.
Don't be. It's okay, Juanita. I understand. I do this all day long, so I recognize that not everybody's prepared and needs a little more time. So we'll talk in 2 hours.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Have a great day. Bye.